Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the Airgun Experience podcast. We are having an absolute blast watching and discussing the Airgunner Challenge. If you're not watching on the Outdoor Channel, you're crazy. It is so fun, so exciting. The shooting competition is been chaotic. We're people are getting eliminated, and we are fortunate today because we are joined by obviously one of the competitors, but a woman who has already been in two elimination challenges and survived. She is just literally, as you can see in her name here, it says Amber Clutch, which she exactly is. So Amber Hargrove, ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause.
Thank you so much. How are you? I'm actually doing really good, Rossi. I'll say right now, watching the challenges, it is so intense behind the scenes, but at the same time, it's like you've got this crazy stress, pressure building up. You're about ready to get out there and do the competition. And for me, you know, even if I failed at the competition, I have my redemption to come back. And man, I don't know what it is under pressure, but I just thrive for that. I'm right on point.
Well, you are a fiery competitor, and I just having you on the show, getting to know you better, seeing how you competed, how you would do individually, how you teamed up with people, how you fought. Obviously, I don't want to give anything away, but the fight inside of you is as good as it gets. So I got to tell you, I enjoyed the experience itself, but then now watching it back, it just reminds me, like, if you decide you're going to do something, if someone's going to try to stop you, they have got to literally rip it out of your hands because you're just not going to let go, right? That's the kind of person you are.
Yeah, you should ask my husband on that one. Yep, for sure. No, I really am. I've been that way since I was a little kid. You know, I've always fought for everything that I wanted in life, and the military instilled phenomenal values in who I am as a person. And just watching how competitive I am on TV is interesting. I mean, I run naked in the woods. I go out and survive. I didn't realize there's a huge competitive side, but as now I go back watching me survive in the wild, I'm like, I am really competitive. Oh my gosh, I didn't realize I've got to catch more fish. I've got to get more snakes. I got to get one more extra caiman to make that mark. And it's a fire inside for sure.
Well, it's fun to watch, and it is a pleasure to be around, I will tell you. For people out there that do not know, Amber, I'm gonna give a little intro to who you are, but I want you to kind of talk about who you are, where you came from. I mean, you have been on Naked and Afraid multiple times, and you're a survivalist. You are an alligator hunter. You were in the Army for multiple years. I don't know exactly the extent of it. But I would love for you to tell all those people that don't know, because you are a fascinating human being by itself. You're an extremely fascinating female because you just are. You're as tough as anyone I know. And for all those people out there that like to you know, the surviving and hunting and all that is, you know, is a man sport or whatever. You are by far someone who's like, I don't think so. So just give everyone, who are you? Where'd you come from? How did you get to where you are right now?
No problem. It's crazy to say, you know, how this all started was first time I went fishing. I was 4 years old. My grandfather taught me how to start fishing. My dad wasn't really in my life a lot, so I had my grandfather present and my mom. And I learned, you know, how to be an outdoors woman, I guess you could say, instead of man. And we would just go outdoors. We'd build shelters. We'd go camping all the time. And I just didn't really have any fear. And it's weird to say, if you have no fear of doing anything, you'd be amazed at what you can accomplish as a human. And then I decided to join the military. I served 12 years active duty in the Army. I got out as a staff sergeant, 2 combat tours in Iraq. My second combat tour, I got injured, incredibly enough, where they had to medical retire me. But I'm still able to go out there and be active in the wild. After I got out of the Army, I had a lot of PTSD. And that's something that's hard for me because I came a long way. It's been 12, 13 years now since I've been in. There's this guy that came up to me. He said, you know, you should become an Army instructor so you can stay around your soldiers and keep that camaraderie. And I said, yeah, let's do it. So I went to the general and gave me a job. I was an Army instructor for about 4 years. Oh, wow. And we did a bunch of outdoor survivalist training, SEER training. It was a wonderful concept for me, and I could relate to it easily. Another soldier came up to me and said, you know, you should go wrestle alligators in Mosca, Colorado. And I go, okay, that sounds crazy. Why would I even do that?
Is that a pickup line? Like, exactly what is the...
I wasn't sure where that came from. And I was like, maybe he was expecting me to be like, oh no. But I was like, oh, where do we go? When do we sign up for this?
Where's the sign up sheet?
I brought my daughter, who was 5 at the time, and I took her with me to Mosca, Colorado. And I asked this guy, can you train me to get in the water with them? And he was like, are you okay? And I go, what is that supposed to mean? I was like, of course I'm okay. This looks interesting. I want to know if I can do this or not. Man, he got me in that water with like a, first one was a 6-foot alligator, ripped his tail out of the water, got it out, manned the back. And I was like, let's go bigger. And the guy said, all right, let's take you in the pit. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of intense.
In the pit.
There's 40 gators in there up to like 14 feet. And I'm like, worst case scenario, do I know how to get away from this? You know, and I really just didn't know much. I just learned in one day. So yeah. I go out there, they give me a noose to put around the alligator's neck because they're so big. But I didn't realize there was a second alligator behind me as I'm standing in the pit. It smells like poop. It's just very intense. It's starting to get cold. That alligator's tail slapped me on the back so hard that it knocked the wind out of me. And I fell in the water and all the gators started to come towards the movement of the water. I stood up and I had a stick in my hand and that was it. And I slowly backed away and I realized, oh my God, I'm crazy. Like...
This actually was a bad idea.
It might have been a bad idea, but I'll tell you what. My daughter was like, go, Mom, on the sideline. And if it made me feel really good, I smelled like crap for the rest of the day. But I realized, you know, if you put your mind to anything, you can do it. You just got to have faith in yourself that you're not going to die. How about that? So that's...
Wasn't your day. It was not your day.
I'm not a professional alligator wrestler, nothing like that. I don't really know how many people can say that, but I do have an addiction to getting in the water with them, pulling them out. I volunteer. I haven't been there in a while, but you can actually give the alligators medications. I've been attacked by other gators. You pull them out of the water. I help out with that. And then I decided just to start shooting constantly after that and went to school. Got my bachelor's degree and decided what's next for me? I need a real job because I like doing home projects. So what's the next step for Amber? Yeah. So then I started to apply for Naked and Afraid. I've been on 6 seasons. I have 187 days in the wild and I'm addicted to it for sure. I love that. A lot. Sorry.
You're addicted to surviving. You're addicted to Naked and Afraid. You're addicted to putting yourself in situations where you only can rely on yourself. Like what is the addiction? Where does that, what are you fueling in those moments?
Actually, I would think that what I'm really fueling is, on one of my combat tours, I had a little bit of I saw a lot of my camaraderies, like my guys, you know, they didn't make it. And I think that it was really hard on my heart. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, there's a couple of them that didn't just get injured overseas. They took their own lives. And it made me realize, oh my gosh, we just got to just keep fighting for life. We're alive right now. Like you just got to keep pushing yourself and don't let yourself go to those dark places. And so with me, I'm always like motivating my own self to be the best version of myself. And I want my kids to see it. I want my kids to see it. My mom does this. This is what my mom does. Now she's on TV shooting randomly, just completely random. But also I have a partner who supports me for the first time in my life. And we've only been married for 5 years and he is the best person that could ever be put in my life because he motivates me. He supports me. Shoot. After we got married, Rossi, day after our wedding, I had to go to Louisiana and filmed in the swamps for Naked and Afraid. So we didn't get a honeymoon. This is the guy who has always been there for me and taking care of my kids when I was gone too. So I needed that. You need a good person to support you too.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, it's such a fun story to hear, to follow, you know, especially when you got on the show and we started researching you and, you know, figuring out who are you, what do you do? Who is this person? You're a fascinating woman. I mean, you really are. And what you've accomplished is just so, you know, it's inspiring for those people out there that, you know, when we're talking about, you know, 'cause I've got 2 young girls, I've got a 9-year-old, a 6-year-old and I'm always trying to point them in the direction of strong females, people they can look up to and see like, oh, if, you know, if she can do that, I can do that. Or seeing a female in that position of power or strength or whatever it is. And it's not as easy. It's not as easy, I would say, to find that with men, or for you know, and boys. It really isn't, especially in the outdoors world or sports or fishing or military, stuff like that. So it's fun because they've seen tons of pictures and videos of you like doing all this crazy stuff, and they're just like, oh my gosh, she's so awesome. She's so awesome. And I'm like, yeah, she is awesome. So it's cool. And you have a daughter, you have two kids.
I actually have two of my own, but our family's a Brady Bunch. So actually I always say I have four kids. So I've got a 17-year-old, 11-year-old, a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Okay. So you're in it.
I'm in it to win it. And like my 17-year-old daughter, she's 17. She's phenomenal. And she's a huge fan of mine, but also my stepdaughter, Ivy, she is a rock star. Whenever I do things, she's like, can I do it too? I love it. It's nice her see me. She's like, we can do that. I'm like, yes, we can.
is it two girls, two boys, or
yep,
two girls, two boys? All right. So you got your work cut out for you. I love it. That's exciting.
I do. I really do. But like I said, it's, you know, showing them what I'm capable of. Like I always say, I have no fear of failing, no matter what it is. If I know I'm like, I don't know how to do that, but I can figure it out. I'm not going to be like, no, you can't do it. Don't do it. I'm like, let's try it. What do we got to do to get there?
Yeah, I love it. And I love how it's fueled you. You know, thank you for your service and what you've given for this country. And I know that is hard coming back and everything you have to experience. And it's amazing what you've been able to take that, what you said, like kind of like an unfortunate experience in some situations and make that into positives, help it fuel your life, realize these things and kind of be an example for other people on how to live and how to, you know, take advantage of the time we do have. Which you did on the Air Gunner Challenge. I mean, we met at SHOT Show randomly in the Umarex booth, and it was like, oh, we started talking. Like, obviously, we have very similar energies. We're very chit chatty. We both love people, and we just kind of like, and I was like, do you want to be on this show, Leverage? You're like, yeah. And like, with no, like, knew nothing about it. We're just like, I'm in.
I didn't know what it was, but I felt like when I met you, I wanted to introduce you. Like, I felt like, welcome, guys. This is Rossi. And then, so funny.
Natural hosts, when they run into each other in public, that's what happens.
Yep.
So what did you think? What were your thoughts? Like, you know, again, day one, I know you'd had a little bit of experience with air guns, kind of shot them, at least knew what they were. But day one, you come in, you start seeing these other three women, these four guys. Like, what are you thinking? Who are you intimidated by? Take me through that a little bit. What's your mindset on day one? Day one.
Oh my gosh. On day one, I actually ran into one of the competitors, April Nicole, getting on the plane, and I knew her. I've actually, we kind of travel in the same community, and I saw her and I go, hey, and I was kind of waving at her, and I don't know, think she recognized me maybe, but I was like, I don't think she knows who I was wearing a hat. And I walk up to her and she goes, oh my gosh, what are you doing here? I'm like, what are you doing here? Because you can't talk about what we're doing. Yeah. It's a secret, you know? And it was cool seeing her. And then Bobby Bushcraft, who is my best friend, he was out there. A couple of the other people, I knew about Nick. I used to watch him on YouTube videos. He's incredibly talented. And it was interesting to see him. And I was like, dang, he's going to make this incredibly. Like, either he's going to take this, either he's going to epically, you know, destroy this whole competition, or he's going to fail. There's no in between for Nick. Like, there's no. He's really talented at who he is, but the girls was actually really cool because Kayla, I had never even met her, and I went into her social media and looked at her, and I was like, oh, she's a fisherwoman. I was so excited about that. I guess my point is, I didn't look at these people as competition. I was like, this is going to be so great. And no matter who takes a win at this, this is an awesome experience where you're meeting other people and also I have fun. I don't get threatened by people at all. I know my worth. I know who I am. So when I come out there, I'm like, if I'm going to win this, this would be great. But at least I can make a mark to say I did this. Because I knew air guns, but I wasn't like zoned into them. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's probably what's the most fun about you. Is like we talked about earlier, you don't realize how competitive you are sometimes, which is the fun thing to watch as a host, and you're watching competitors, like, it's just a fun thing to watch because you're like, oh my gosh, like, great shooting, girl. Like, that was great. And I'm like, interesting. Like, is this like a strategy? Is this, what are we doing here? What are we, how are we playing this? Right. So,
well, I thought my most competitive move was honestly behind the scenes when I was fishing. I brought my hand reel with me and I went out to the pond and I was like, I'm going to catch a bigger fish than Nina, this catfish. And I nailed it. And I was like, I was competitive at that versus shooting, but she's a damn good shooter. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, it was fun to watch everyone cut it. Cause again, none of you really knew much about air guns and especially the types of air guns we were shooting. The evolution of it was awesome. How was your experience? How was your experience with the air guns? What air guns did you like? What air guns did you not like? Are you now an air gunner? Like, do you shoot air guns more? Talk to me about your air gun experience.
Oh my gosh. My air gun experience was a blast. I mean, I had no idea what I was getting into. There's different fundamentals that you need to know about air guns. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much involved here that I didn't realize, you know, how great these are either. I mean, you can go out hunting with these things. You can take down elk. You can take down a water buffalo with the Umarex 50 cal. And that's the one I love. I know it's crazy. I've got 5 acres here and we are shooting it. And we have been blowing up pumpkins.
Really?
Well, we might as well, as long as I'm not shooting at other property, which I'm not. In any way, I'm playing it safe. But this thing is bad to the bone. I guess my Umarex 50 cal is my favorite. It did give me a black eye on the show that nobody knew about. But yeah. I had to put a lot of makeup on it. Literally, so the gasket valve on it busted when I charged it back and pushed it forward. And when I went to shoot it, it went boom, black eye. And Bobby was like, man, you got a black eye. I was like, oh. That's why I was wearing a hat.
How did I not know this? How did I not know this?
I don't want to tell anybody. It was so embarrassing. I'm like, man, I got a black eye from the company that supports me.
Right. Well, listen, I've been scoped by that same gun. hunting.
You did?
Oryx. Oh, yeah. I shot it, came back, Kimmy. I shot the oryx and it took like 5 steps and fell. And I turned around and I got blood coming out of my eye. I'm like, that was awesome. And like, same thing.
Oh my gosh.
But I also most like, air guns, you know, you get like right on there. So you can like, you're like, I can see everything because they don't have any recoil. And then you get that hammer and it's like, yeah.
Oh my gosh. But I will tell you, the one gun that I really do appreciate with my kids is the Notos. Now that's from Umarex as well. That is so much fun to shoot. And the reason why I really do like it, it's not an aggressive gun, but also I can actually train my kids with it as well. Mm-hmm. And they know how the basic fundamentals, how they work, how to actually put the air pressure in. I got an air compressor now. I am avid shooting now on my property constantly.
Oh, you're an air gunner. Air gunner.
I am an air gunner for sure. And I got coyotes on my property and I do not like coyotes. I have this thing against them because they killed my dog last year. Super sad. So whenever I see one, I'm like, nope. I take the Notos out. I mean, obviously I haven't shot them with a 50 cal. That would be really horrible. But in this case, I'm like, they're on my property protecting my dogs because those things are pretty aggressive. So I just been shooting all the time. That's all I've been doing, man. I love it.
Tell me, what was your favorite challenge on the show?
Oh my God. The one-on-one competitions. They're my favorite out of anything. I know it sounds crazy, but you created all these amazing challenges, Rossi. Don't get me wrong. Like those are fun, but I feel as though I really did enjoy the one-on-one more than anything.
Okay. What was your least favorite challenge?
Ooh, the least favorite was the obstacle course with the tire. Cause I pulled my back on that tire. It was so stupid. I work out all the time. I'm in great shape. This tire, it was so cold that day. It was freezing. When I lifted it, I knew I pulled something in my back. And then when I went to go and shoot the targets, I couldn't remember the 6 objects. And I was like, and then I shot you in the face.
You shot me right in the neck. Right in the neck.
I shot you in the neck. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I shot every single one of those down. And it took forever. I think I was holding the record for the longest competitor on that challenge, maybe.
I would agree. I probably ever fly on any challenge of all time. That was the longest.
Oh man.
But you had a strategy.
I really did have a strategy and I'm like, well, shoot, if I can't remember the 6 objects, I better just start nailing all of them. And I did one by one and it was over the light bulb. I think it was the light bulb that was holding me up. So it's intense when you're out there and it's a hard moment because you got cameras on you. You've got like 20 people behind the scenes and not including the competitors because they're also watching sometimes, but you got, you know, your camera crew and everybody it's a lot. And the safety crew, I mean, I'm out there like, you're really on the spotlight. Like, everybody's watching you shoot. It's like a live TV, which would be pretty cool to do that, by the way.
It would be. If we could do it, we would. I mean, it's everyone, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, it's such an easy shot. And I'm like, it is an easy shot when you don't have anyone to think about it, when you're out there by yourself and you're just off it. But when there's alarms going off and timers and competitors and you're running, and I mean, it's, and that's,
there's,
you know,
so
obviously
many
that's
factors in it. I completely understand. I just think that you did an amazing job creating this and putting together these different competitions was very impressive. And you can tell how, you know, you thought this through thoroughly, which was really impressive, Rossi. You really did crush this. And you had a group of people who, all different social media influencers, shoot guns, but nobody shoots air guns. It was super smart to watch us. I mean, I wish we could record or have a little skit behind the scenes moments. Yeah. Because we had a lot of fun. Who knows what we were doing behind the scenes, but it was a blast.
Do you keep in touch with any of the competitors outside of this? Have you guys, do you chit-chat?
Yes, I send pictures to the girls. I stay in touch with them. I talk to Bobby Bushcraft. He's traveling around with some politician right now. Yeah. And he's staying busy, but that's really it. I think I talked to Nick a couple times back and forth, but that was about it. It's just nice knowing them. It's like, you know, people come in and out of your lives. And it's like whenever we have like SHOT Show coming up next year, I don't know if we're allowed to say it on this, but going there, I know I'm going to run into them, which is really great. And I don't know. I'm excited about seeing them. They're wonderful people. So, you know, getting to watch them. There was one I had a little tiff with for a little bit, but it actually was okay.
Do tell.
No. That's
I can't That's what the podcast.
No,
the experience.
I promised I wouldn't. So
All right.
But there is one thing I do want to say that I did get to see behind the scenes is I watched a special forces guy fight and wrestle April Nicole. We all know what happened with Ray and April. I don't know if you got a chance to see it. I have never seen two people go at it before on the ground wrestling. Like, it was real. Ray did not predict April to be a bad to the bone girl. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
She was holding her ground. I was like, is this really happening? And I'm standing there
And she eliminated him.
Ray was like kind of embarrassed, but he was like, what? He did not expect her to be like coming out of the woods being a ninja. And
she's like a spider monkey.
She's so tiny. And she just was like, she goes, oh, you want a piece of me? And I go, oh, are you really doing this to me? Like, I thought, what? Rossi said to go over here and just wait. I'm trying to follow the rules. And then she's like, oh, you want a piece of me? And then got in his face. And I was like, holy hell, this just happened.
Hilarious.
It was intense. We were just kind of like, not sure what to do. But I did record some, got some pictures. That was cool.
Oh, wow. Yes. No, I remember seeing the pictures of the, it looked just like a mob of two people wrestling on the ground.
Yes. But it's interesting.
Competition brings out the best in people. I love it.
It really does. I mean, like, I think everybody was really good teammates, even outside of filming. We all got along really well. We had some fun chats. I think towards the end, which we'll be seeing, it gets a little intense with people. Mm-hmm. Like, people start getting nervous and they're not sure. I think a couple people called me unpredictable because I kept going to however this plans out next week or whatever, going to the elimination challenge. But I do better under pressure.
How has the experience been, like, with your husband and with your family, watching it back and see, versus what you remember doing it and then now how you're seeing it? How has that been for you?
Oh my gosh, it's been a blast. I have a bunch of my friends too, or that, you know, friends, family, and fans reach out on social media and they're like, it's cute. And they're telling me that was awesome watching this and that. And it's nice hearing it from them and I get to watch it and their perception of it. My family's super proud. My grandma, she's so great. She's always calling me. She's one of my best friends. So it's nice. Awesome. They all support me, which is great. But they're always like, what happens? What happens? I'm like, I'm not even going to say anything. You got to stay tuned and find out to see who survives the end.
Well, I will say Amber goes on one of the most epic runs ever. So we'll just leave it at that.
I guess we'll see. That's why my nickname was Clutch.
What was your, like, do you have one moment that you're like, what was your favorite or best moment from the experience or a challenge that you remember, like, really standing out?
The moment I shot that bottle cap, that's when I realized, wow, oh my gosh, I did that. There's no way. I thought this was a crazy challenge. I'm like, I don't shoot trick shots. This has got to be like exact. And then when you were explaining to us, you know, hey, the bottle turns this way. And that's all you said to us. And I was like, oh my goodness, I hope I don't mess this up. And I couldn't believe I got it. And you brought me the cap after filming and you said, congratulations. And I was like,
you opened a glass bottle with an air with a 30 cal air gun. I mean, that is not a whole lot of people in the world that have done that.
I felt so cool, Rossi, for a moment. I'm like, oh my gosh. As I'm trying to explain it to my kids, they're like, what is it, like 5 feet away? And I'm like, no. This was
how even if it was, it's still amazing.
I know. I was like, that was not 5 feet away. I was like, that was
no, it's 30 yards. It was a 30 yard shot. Yeah. And you can only, there's only one way to do it. Because if you hit the cap directly, you'll break the bottle.
Yeah.
You have to shoot the pellet over the cap so that the tail of it, the skirt, catches the top of the thing and it spins it off. And then you don't chip the glass and nothing breaks. And you did that. And you're the only one that did that.
I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. And we're not supposed to talk about our, you know, what happens in the challenge around the other competitors at the tent. And I'm just like this, like trying to hold it in, but going, no, kidding. I wasn't that crazy, but
yeah, it was awesome. That is awesome. I remember the very first time I ever did it. And I was like, I was like, how? Like how?
It's like mind blown. Like, oh my gosh, I'm capable of doing
this? Did that just happen?
How precise. So those air guns, some people are like, oh, how accurate are those things? I'm like, they are very accurate.
Well, if you talk about shooting the wings off a fly, I mean, that's the equivalent, if not even a tighter shot than shooting wings off a fly.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. I thought that was so much fun. Everybody that's had awesome. A blast on the trick shots. That was the one competition that I was a little nervous about. I was like, oh, I don't really know about this. At least with targets, we have more of a circumference that we can actually shoot for. I mean, you were giving us very minute little tiny, tiny things. And I was like, there's no way. But I just had, you know what? I went out there and I was like, I made it a game. It's like a video game. That's all it really is.
It is. Well, you did. I mean, you also did pills off a light bulb. You did the paintballs. You hit those off the golf tee. I mean, the beer bottle is, I'm with you, the most impressive. But still, like a lot of great trick shots with a, and that was the, what was, that was this past week. That was the Brokoc 30 cal Ghost.
Yep.
Again, these air guns are, it's phenomenal. And some people I know can do stuff like that with firearms, like in the, but I mean, I don't know that I think with air guns, because it's moving slower, it's not so like aggressive when it hits, you can really dial it into some amazing trick shots and it's, and then you blow your own mind. You're like, did that just happen?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I mean, when I talk about guns now, I'm like, they're like, oh, you've been going to the shooting range? So I shoot my pistol a lot. And I go, oh, I've been shooting outside. I've been shooting my air gun. And they're like, what? And people have, you know, last week I had a bunch of people here with my husband's job. And I was like, check this out. And I was like showing them all my air guns. And they were like, I need to get this. How do I get this? And I'm a perfect
Utah air guns. Just Utah so you know. Air guns. Send them to our website. We love it.
I'm very excited about that. So, man, it was a great experience. It was one of those. I learned a lot about myself, who I am, and what I'm capable of with shooting. But I also really did appreciate the time I got to spend with those other people, because I really didn't know much about them. And they actually have the same mindset as me, which I really do appreciate. Anybody's willing to show up and put a fight in, man, that's bad.
Yeah. So what's next for Amber? Where are you going next?
Where are we going next, Rossi?
Well, that's a good question, because we are working on a few things ourselves. It is.
I'm just saying, if there was an opportunity to do like a co-hosting, I would love to be a part of that. Right now in my own home life, I'm supervisor in the HVAC department for my job, and I love it. I actually really do love my job and my coworkers, and they're always asking me, when are you going to go film on these other shows? And I was like, I got offered another challenge for Naked and Afraid, and I thought it'd be a great opportunity. But the truth is, Rossi, it's really hard on your body. And I've been going 6 years in a row where I'm ready to take just a year break and be present. And it's nice to be able to, you know, be here with my family during the holidays. Do you know I missed every anniversary for the first 5 years? This is our first year where I got to celebrate it, where I wasn't filming.
Look at you putting the important things first. I'm impressed.
I'm doing it, taking care of my kids, teaching them how to shoot, putting them out there in the wild. And you know what? I believe in my children as much as, you know, every parent can say that about their kids, but I really do want to push them to the next level and to see what they can do, you know? Yeah. So it's nice, but just been working, looking for hosting a show right now. There's some ideas out there. So we'll
there
see
are some ideas.
Out. All right. Maybe I'll be a co-host with you sometime.
That would be amazing. We would, no one would ever get a word in edgewise. We'd just be like, rah, 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 rah.
Yes, we would.
So
what
for
are
those
you
people,
doing now?
American Air Gunner. That's
besides
it.
Besides American Air Gunner, I see you
just
on.
Just got back from South Africa. We shot the entire season of American Air Gunner, our hunting show in
what?
South Africa, which was epic.
I've been watching posts. Yes, I'm following.
So that has been great. And getting ready for, I mean, honestly, it's November now. We're already working on the 2024 season of the Air Gunner Challenge. Wow. I mean, that is something that we're already doing pre-production for. So
I'm so excited for the people to do it. Who are you looking for? Like professional shooters? Are you going to go for social media people again? What are you thinking?
I love the influencer, outdoorsman, outdoorswoman, people out there. Because we have one goal at American Air Gunner, and that is to just create more awareness for what air guns are, the power of air guns, the accuracy of air guns, the fun of air guns. And the only way to do that is with other people who have bigger followings.
100%.
Because this has nothing to do with me. You go to my social media, I got like 2,000 followers, and most of them are Italians and they're my family. Because I'm not concerned with me. I'm concerned and committed to this air gun world and trying to grow that. And you know, having you guys, all you kind of like influencers in different walks of life and all different walks of kind of outdoor shooting sports and survivalists and fisher people, was awesome. I mean, it was just fun to watch and fun to see people grow. And I mean, really watch each of you bring the best out of each other. Cause I think that shooting competition, like it just, everyone just kept pushing and pushing and pushing, leveling up and leveling up and leveling up until they ran out of competitions. And then there was a winner. And like, that was kind of how it worked, which I thought was great. So,
man, I got to tell you, I mean, who would like to see on the next set of competitors? I'd like to see Travis Haley out there. I would like to see Tu Lam. I want to see like these real shooters who are avid out there, who are trainers, to get out there and get them on air guns. I think it'd be awesome to see them out there. They've got huge
make a connection.
You can make them a believer. It would
connect
be
us.
Okay.
That would be awesome. Connect us.
Very cool. I'm so excited for you, man. This is going to be great. You're going to crush it. You're doing a good job.
Well, I appreciate that. For those people, though, since we're not going to see you on TV, you know, maybe after the new year, even though the Air Gunner Challenge will be re-airing starting in January. But besides that, how can people follow you, get to know you, see what you're doing in your personal life?
Very cool. If you guys want to follow Amber_combat_survivalist on Instagram, I'm always on there. I'm usually, recently I'm actually in the forge with my husband. I actually can finish my first knife with him. I'm really excited about that. So forging experience, you get to see some behind the scenes. And also, you know, if you're in Colorado and you're ever out shooting range, hit me up. That'd be pretty cool.
I most definitely will. That's great. My wife is from Colorado. So
you guys got to come visit then.
Where are you at outside of, are you at like Denver area?
Yeah, we're in the Sedalia area.
Okay.
Pretty awesome, man. Beautiful. Okay. You already know it. It's already out here. So if you guys come out here, you guys can come and check up with us. It's a great place.
That'd be awesome.
Very cool. Well, thank you for interviewing me. This has been fun. It's so good seeing you. It seems like forever is the truth since we filmed.
I know. Well, I mean, gosh, it's been, what, we shoot that in March? I mean, it's been, what, 7 months?
Yeah, but that's still, it's crazy. I miss it. I miss you.
We're gonna connect on something. I know we got a couple things we're working on, and hopefully we'll be able to announce that on another podcast one day about what we've got going.
I am excited. Well, I'm excited for you, man. If you need help with anything, you always let me know. But to anybody who's watching the show out there, none of us knew much about air guns going into this challenge. And the fact that everybody who's out there shooting, doing these crazy competitions, they picked it up so quick. The ability to shoot, transitioning over to an air gun is amazing. Very impressive to watch everybody do this. Nick's never even shot an air gun.
I know. Ever.
And I was like, oh my gosh, there might be a chance.
Well, you were one of the only few people who had actually shot an air gun.
That's it.
At all. I was in that first episode. I was like, okay, now everyone who grew up with like a you know, a pump master BB gun and like yep. two people raised their hand. I'm like, what? This is crazy. Everyone starts off with a red rifle. Nobody.
I only Insane. Had one from SHOT Show, and I had very little time to practice with it, but it was the Notos. And man, I had so much fun with that. So that was
that
cool.
Thing's,
and the hammer.
That's cool.
The hammer.
It's a whole different monster. I mean, it's a whole
you
different
take
monster.
Take out a water buffalo,
that's
man.
Literally, like, there's literally the Notos and the hammer, and then all the rest of the guns are in between those.
Yeah. So
that's kind of your entry level, and that's your kind of like maximum powered level.
100%. And at least you can walk away with not getting scoped or walk away with a black eye. I mean, it's
first time you shoot the hammer. Shot. Yeah. First time you shoot the hammer, odds are you're getting scoped.
But it's so great. I know it's hard to say that, but it's actually really great.
It
to
is.
Shoot it.
We shot a lot of African Plains game with it 2 weeks
you
ago.
Did?
And it was,
oh,
awesome.
That is so cool. I'm so excited, man. I got to
watch
all of that.
10 full hunts, all big plains game. I think the smallest animal we shot was 600 pounds. I mean, it was, well, the smallest thing would have been an impala, which is a smaller bodied thing. But we, kudu and wildebeest and, it's I mean, things that, nyala.
Did you eat the meat?
These, well, no, the meat feeds all the villages around.
I know, but you're supposed to take the heart and bite it.
Oh, well, we ate it there, yes. But no, I'm not. You know what? That whole eat heart thing, that's not for me. I got to be honest. My first deer, my dad put blood on my face. Like, I'm not cutting open an animal and eating its organs. It crosses a line for me personally. Just not for me. Yeah. Well, I do. I have Africa on my back. I have the whole continent of Africa. not true at all. Amber, it's always a pleasure. I hope you guys have happy holidays and a great end of the year, but I look forward to chatting with you again, and hopefully we can get some of these ideas we've got off the ground together. I would enjoy that. Thank you. My pleasure. I appreciate you saying that, because you guys were a huge pain in the ass as a group. But I love you all. Yeah, like, what is happening? Yeah. Now it's noon. It's noon. I'm sure you were fighting it. Yeah.